Good day and welcome to the Southern Poverty Law Center MACE ruling conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Ebony Howard, Managing Attorney of Southern Poverty Law Center. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, and thank you for everyone who's on the call today to join us to discuss the ruling from Judge Abdul Kalan on what we refer to as the Birmingham MACE case. As the moderator said, my name is Ebony Howard. I'm the managing attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Alabama office. Joining me, I have one of the plaintiffs in the case, Plaintiff BD, as well as her mother, Angela Davis. So let me jump right in with why we're here today. We went to trial on this case in January of 2015 after having filed it in December of 2010. And what our goal was to challenge the use of pepper spray by police officers who were entrusted with the safety of high school students. And what we found was that these officers were using pepper spray against students for normal adolescent misbehavior. Yesterday, Judge Kalan agreed with us when we said that this use of pepper spray violates the Fourth Amendment. He also agreed with us when we said that the decontamination procedures that officers in Birmingham City Schools use after they have subjected students to MACE also violate the Constitution. As I said before, we filed this lawsuit in 2010 on behalf of eight students, eight Birmingham City High School students. Six of them represented a class of students that consists of all current and future Birmingham High School students. What this ruling means is that these six students stood up on behalf of thousands of other kids who will come in the future, who now have the hope of being able to go to school every single day without fear of being subjected to MACE for doing what kids do, and that is sometimes engaging in misconduct. In the course of the case, there were various incidents that evidenced just how horrible this practice is. Situations like Plaintiff KB, who was 4 months pregnant when she was sprayed with pepper spray by an SRO who did so because she wouldn't stop crying after a male student sexually harassed her and had his friend tease her. We also learned and talked about incidents like what happened with Plaintiff BD, who is here today, who was sprayed by a officer and not afforded any type of decontamination procedures afterward, and as a result, suffered real harm. Now that we know that the judge agrees with us, the rights of these students have been vindicated. And I just have to say that what's most astounding about this case is that for almost 6 years, the plaintiffs in this case, they stood defiantly in the face of injustice. They persisted when the defendants in this case, who were quite frankly joined by many members of the Birmingham community, called them thugs and insisted that they got what they deserved. They stood for all current and future Birmingham City High School students when city officials like the mayor and the city council and the school board would not do the same. They endured and they have prevailed. And because they stayed this long course, so many other students will not have to endure a similar fate. And so what's next for us? The court found that, one, the way that Birmingham SROs use MACE pursuant to the policy of the police department constitutes excessive force. And to clarify what I mean, what I'm saying is that the policy that the police department has on chemical spray, on pepper spray, is so broad that officers acting pursuant to that policy could engage in excessive force, and in several instances did in this case. The second thing that the court found were that the policies on decontamination that the police department has, that is, after an officer sprays a student with mace, the policies are devoid of any procedures that provide for adequate decontamination. And so once a student is sprayed, officers in the past have not been washing students' faces with water, giving them a change of clothing, allowing them to stand in front of a fan. The court was very clear that as of now, that has to change. And the court was unequivocal that that violates the Fourth Amendment. And so what the court has asked the parties to do is to meet, is to do something that we have long wanted to do with Chief Roper, as well as with the school system, is to sit down and to meet and to come up with a plan on procedures and training to govern the use of chemical spray in Birmingham schools so that if and when it is used, hopefully in very rare circumstances, that it happens in a way that is lawful and that is appropriate given the school environment. The other thing that the court has been clear about is that if mace is going to be used in Birmingham City Schools, decontamination procedures, cleanup procedures for students who have been subjected to mace must happen. And so the court has clearly stated that once an officer maces a student, they have to, one, provide a change of clothing, a sweatsuit. Thereafter, they have to place the student in front of a fan. Before placing them in front of a fan, they have to wash the student's face with water, putting them in a shower, putting them in a science lab with a face wash system, and then to inform other students of the possible threats associated with pepper spray, the school system and the police department, in cooperation with the plaintiffs, have to develop a flyer that lists all of the treatments for exposure to pepper spray. Now, I've talked a lot, but I'd like you to hear from Brittany from Plaintiff BD, who is here today. Brittany, can you say a couple of words?
Hi. I'm Brittany. I was one of the defendants in the case. Yesterday, they ruled in our favor, or in the favor of all students around, and today we're just happy that there won't be any more of what we went through going on in schools anymore. It's good to know that children can finally go to school and feel safe and feel like the people that are there to protect them are really going to protect them. It's a lot, it's a lot on me because I have kids, and it's good to know that I can trust the school system to do what they're supposed to do. And it's just like, overwhelming to know that we went through this and now it's going to change schools for children years after us. So I'm just happy that the verdict came back and it was the one that we were all waiting for and looking for, and not just because of us, but because it'll help a lot of kids in the future and in schools around the world. You know, this is not just the first stop. It can go to any other states and any other countries. So we're really looking forward to that.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Davis, do you have some thoughts you'd like to share?
I'm just grateful that the verdict came down as it did. I'm relieved that the stress that a parent goes through dealing with a child that has been pepper sprayed with no decontamination efforts at all won't have to happen to another parent. So I'm just ecstatic that things will change with the use of mace.